Now, the epicenter of this latest Delta cluster is the inner western area of Brisbane. And one of the businesses that's been hit by that is Bricky Espresso. Sav Ertemides is at the cafe there. Well, he's not there at the moment, Sav, because unfortunately, you've been hit by COVID. Is that right?
Yes, I have, mate. I got the call, the call that you don't want to get, basically mid-morning yesterday, saying that we've been flagged as a potential exposure site. So that was last Tuesday between 3:40 and 4 p.m.
All right. So a customer, your business, the Bricky Espresso, it's directly across from Ironside State School, where we've seen a number of COVID cases. Yep. And what we, I assume, has happened is a student or a parent or both have come across to get something from your cafe last Tuesday, and that's what you've been hit by.
Yeah, mate. So, well, I'm thinking. So, look, at that particular time, you know, we close at four, so we're shut up shop basically. There's no coffees. We're just doing takeaways only. So, it's quite low risk with that regard, which is good. But you know, I'd be lying if I said to you that I didn't expect it. You know, given the amount of, you know, especially the school and the other businesses surrounding us who had been affected, I think it was just a matter of time, unfortunately.
All right, you've got to have to go and get isolated yourself for 14 days. Have you had your COVID test yet to check if you've picked up COVID?
Mate, I have, actually. I'm still waiting for the results. So as soon as I got that call, shut shop, went and got the test, and I'm still waiting, mate. I haven't heard anything.
So. How long has that been?
I got it done at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
So 24 hours, more than 24 hours now, still 24. Waiting to hear. So you're isolating. What happens to your business now? This is a big impact for a little cafe.
Yeah, mate. Well, I don't know. Look, they said to me, I asked them, actually, I asked the question, does the business need to shut down now? And they said, no, as long as you're following the COVID, you know, safe plan, you are free to open. So obviously we've been doing that for the last 18 months. But I made a call last night. I just said, you know, we'll close. Just to get the house in order and, you know, just wait for these results to come back as well. I thought that was probably the right thing to do. So, I mean, I'm stuck at home and I've got staff who can't work too, and mate, I've got bills piling up.
What did you think about the state government's offer, the $5,000 it's offering businesses, small and medium businesses? Is that going to go anywhere near to covering your bills?
Look, and if someone's offering me free money, obviously I'll take it and I'm grateful. Is it a small drop in the ocean? Yeah, it is. I'll be honest with you, but look, I'll take it, mate. I'll take it.
All right then, and it's difficult when you also live in the inner western suburbs too. Have you got any sense what people are telling you about how they're feeling up there with the Delta cluster? This cluster really very much in that inner western area.
Mate, people are really worried. You know, a lot of my friends who, you know, live near me, live around the business, you know, friends that I've met through Bricky, you know, going on 9 years now. They're genuinely scared. You know, they're not leaving their house, which is a good thing, and they're just getting everything delivered, which is what I'm having to do now as well. So there's a growing concern, mate. And I think the next 48 hours will be really critical, I think.
All right, Sav Ermides from the Bricky Espresso at St. Lucia, thanks for being on the show.
All the best, Scotty.